welcome to Murder and Mysteries with Megan. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're not new here, welcome back. I'm grateful for each and every one of you that are here today. On my channel, we talk about true crime, conspiracies, hauntings, and other types of mysteries. So if that's something you're interested in, make sure to give this video a thumbs up, hit that subscribe button, and that post notification bell so that, that way you don't miss any future uploads. Today's video is going to be kind of a part two of the most haunted experiences. However, this time it will be ones that were submitted over Reddit. Now, there will probably be a couple parts to the Reddit followers submit their stories because I did get a few more over there. So without further ado, let's get on with today's video. In today's video, the Reddit users that did submit these stories actually did not request to be anonymous, so I am going to give you their username and that way they get credit for their personal experiences. So this first story comes to us from Reddit user by the name V4K89. It's titled Forge Lane. This happened back in August of 2016, and this is their own personal experience. I have always considered myself to be a calm, rational, and logical person, and I was always on the fence when it came to the paranormal. That is, until this day. It's autumn time, and I'm driving to go and pick up my girlfriend to go get some food. I will never forget glancing down at the clock. It was 8:30 p.m. and the sun had begun to set. I go and pick her up, but for some unknown reason, I'd stupidly decided to take a shortcut and drive through a notoriously haunted road. This road is actually situated right between a huge cemetery and a crematorium. However, I've been down this road many times before and never had had an experience. Well, that is, until now. Also, bear in mind that at this time, the road that I'm driving on, along with the adjoining road, these were both national speed limit roads, which means that in the UK, you can drive up to 60 miles an hour. Therefore, this should make you aware that I'm completely aware of my surroundings. I'm focused, alert, and I have my wits about me. There are absolutely no street lights or sidewalks for pedestrians to walk on. So as you can tell, I am taking it all in and I am cautiously driving at a high speed and fully aware of all of my surroundings. We continue moving along and quickly end up reaching over halfway on these two connected roads. This is a point where the trees actually form kind of a tunnel over the road, just adding to the eeriness, of course. As I'm driving along, I suddenly notice a distant figure up ahead. It was about 50 to 100 yards in front of me. He just sort of happened to be there, seemingly from nowhere. So as any sane driver would do with a person standing in the middle of the road, I took my foot off the gas until I realized something. There are no sidewalks for pedestrians to walk on. It is dark, and this is a 60 mile an hour road. My mind instantly began going into overload. I started to go through a series of questions in my mind. An absolute flood of emotions came over me, and a feeling of dread started to creep in. But I quickly reminded myself that I needed to remain calm, driving on this very dangerous and unlit road. As I got closer and closer, within less than 50 yards now at this point, I can make out a bit more detail. It is now that my emotions are starting to run wild. My hands are shaking, tears are streaming down my face, and I'm beginning to sweat profusely. This is all because I am gradually starting to come to the realization of what is actually in front of me. It's a brown-robed figure with no face and no feet, just hovering there in the middle of the road. Then, almost as if he sensed that I was there, he floated to the side of the road and into the woods and disappeared. I was speechless and my face had gone completely pale. I was drenched in sweat by this point, and tears were still streaming down my face. I sat there for a full 10 minutes trying to debunk what I had just seen and what had just happened to me. The truth was, though, there were no street lights or other lights that could have caused any kind of visual misinterpretation. No paths for someone to be entering this section of the highway, and no other cars or interference from an external source whatsoever. I eventually, after what seemed like it took an eternity, came to a realization. I had just witnessed a full-bodied apparition of a brown-robed Benedict monk. By the way, you want to know the funniest thing about this? My girlfriend was with me the entire time, but she had been looking at her phone and didn't see anything. The whole experience had such an impact on me that I began doing research into the area. I managed to discover two different facts. One, an actual monastery actually used to exist there between the 12th and 13th century. Number two, I actually found a website that was dedicated to the area of people's experiences. Finally, after browsing through about 12 pages, I found a comment by someone. They also mentioned seeing a monk. Wow, that sounds like an absolutely insane experience. I have never seen a full-bodied apparition myself, but I can only imagine how terrifying that had to have been. I don't know that I would have made it to the end of the road to pull off and try to get my wits about me and figure out what I had just seen. I probably would have swerved off the road and freaked out. I don't know. But definitely don't know that I would have handled it with the composure that you seem to have. Anyways, that is it for today's video. I hope you all enjoyed this story from our Reddit user, V4K89. Again, thank you so much for submitting this story, and I hope that you all have a wonderful and safe week. And until next time, my mystery lovers, bye.